Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, be buzzing with you today with Jim Robb back at the LMIC. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
If you're working hard on the ranch day in and day out, that probably means your truck is too. Get the most out of your truck by upfitting it with Ranch Hand products, the most durable and heavy-duty truck accessories on the market. Front end replacements, grill guards, back bumpers, toolboxes, headache rack systems, and steps, all proudly made in the USA and built for style, safety, and strength. Visit our Ranch Hand store on West Reno Street in Oklahoma City or head to ranchhand.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th annual production sale Saturday, February 5th at the ranch, Slapout. After a short time at CoBank in the Denver area, Jim Robb has returned to the Livestock Market Information Center, also based in Denver. Jim Robb, a market watcher for the cattle industry, and talking with us about very strong cash cattle markets from the slaughter cattle market, yearly market, calf market, cull cow market, all at or close to record levels. $1.08 in the cash cattle market last week was the best price that we've seen since the fall of 2003, when we had $1.10 to $1.11 in Texas feedlots a couple of weeks at that time, just before the cow that stole Christmas. Jim, what about this cattle market right now?
The Fed cattle trade pretty much followed the wholesale box beef market higher, but the wholesale box beef market really doesn't reflect how high these Fed cattle prices have gone lately. So that's been the relative lagging has been that wholesale meat market. So, you know, we really have to see these move together. Can it continue at this pace? Probably not. Probably the box beef market has to pull up quicker than the Fed cattle prices. We did see packers pull back slaughter levels last week and rather consistently for the last couple of weeks. So we are seeing them starting to adjust and trying to rationalize their positions in the marketplace.
Jim, what about the box beef trade? How have you seen it performing?
Box beef market on a week-to-week basis was up about $2.40 per hundredweight. Friday to Friday, it was up about $3 per hundredweight. We are, you know, getting that wholesale market moving higher. The indications are from the retailers and the major institutional buyers that most of those ramping up in their prices or their input costs have not yet been passed on to consumers yet. So really the final tale of how consumers are going to respond to these prices has not been told yet.
Domestically, we do worry about demand going forward, but internationally, at this point anyway, no worries, mate.
Well, USDA and federal government put out the final numbers for the month of November, and that certainly is a factor that's been supporting cattle prices overall. We look at beef imports on a tonnage basis, they were down about 23% from a year ago in the month of November. So continuing the string of significant year-to-year declines in recent months. And then if we look at the beef export side on a year-to-year basis in November, those were up 25% from last year with strong gains across the board. All the major markets increased their imports from the U.S. dramatically. So when we look overall and we put those two together, the U.S. maintained its status as it has for the prior 3 months as a net exporter of beef on a tonnage basis. In other words, in terms of pounds, we're exporting more beef than we're importing. That's really against the historical norm where we've imported more beef on a tonnage basis than we've exported. And also the value of the beef being exported at these very high prices means that we're approaching record levels here on a monthly basis in terms of value of beef exports.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Hereford, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.